This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, the great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, to those truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And before we get to Ms. Rosemary, can someone just create an app that tracks Jim Cantore instead of the hurricane? It will be more accurate. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary.
Yeah. Okay, good morning, Captain. Okay, I love everybody. Let's get to Hurricane Dorian, by the way, because I'm telling you, we've had enough rain here for the year. Some places are overloaded. But now, let me say this. I spent the entire day, we're talking 12 to 14 hours on and off, praying over this. So if I sound a little tired tonight, of course I am. But, you know, I felt kind of a peace at the end of it. We're going to continue with it. And I prayed with some of the best. I pulled out the best prophets, true prayer warriors, not ones that say they are, ones that give their life to this, that I could find, because I've done this before. And I don't pull them out often because they have their own thing, you know. They're not in Florida, all of them. So anyway, we prayed and prayed. Now, I want to give you some promises of God. And he's the only one that can change this. I want you to know this right now. We're at a point right now where Nineveh was. Nineveh. Mm-hmm. Okay. God was going to take that whole place out. All right. Now, let me say this first. This is very interesting. I've never said this before. I went to the book of Nahum. It's an Old Testament book. Do you know that Nahum was connected to Nineveh? He was the one who was, Nineveh wasn't spared yet. He was talking about all the sins of Nineveh, which, woohoo, they were pretty bad. No wonder. You know, and this was before Jonah went spared. And now there are over 353 promises from God in the Bible. I'm going to read just a couple tonight, two or three, that have God's promises and about God and what he can do. We should be afraid not to obey God right now. If we would do what Nineveh did, and fast and pray, everybody, God would have already, he would take care of this. And I believe he's going to take care of it. There you go. And I'm going to stay on this. All right, let's read a couple of verses here. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind. I mean, it couldn't be more accurate than these words. And in the storms, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Now listen to these words from Nahum. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. God can rebuke anything. He goes on to say, the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows who truly trusts in him. You see, if you're going to ask it and you go in sin, he's not going to pay attention. I'm sorry to say that. I'm not sorry, but that's the way it is. We have to belong to him for something this strong. Oh, yeah, sometimes you have to even fast. Okay, 2 Peter says, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Remember, these are godly people, or people that give themselves over to prayer. Psalm 93 says, the floods have lifted up, O God, the floods have lifted up their waves. But the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. The Lord, yes, even than the waves of the sea. I mean, what do you want me to say here? This is so right on. Psalm 91. Let's go to that one. That's one you all know. And I want to calm, you know, even calm me down with this when I read this. And this is only part of it, because I keep this one in front of me all the time. But this is part of it. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Now listen to this carefully, you people who are very fearful. Remember, God is the one who can move this around. And I will be praying all weekend, but we've got the mightiest of prayer warriors, much better than I am, much better, and I pull them in for this. All right, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Now listen, or for the pestilence that's in darkness, nor the destruction, there you go, that wastes at noonday. So whether it's at night, noon, whatever, it's covered. He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You know, I didn't keep it here, but King David actually cried out, and when he was in despair at one point, and he said, please, please, God, I cry out to you. You know, I beg you to hear me. And I will tell you, it doesn't matter what you've done. If you give yourself over to constant prayer, and sometimes, yes, you have to add fasting and always repentance. I could not go before God before I myself repented, because I knew He wasn't going to hear me. We are in dire straits. And remember, what if? I know it looks bad, but remember, Nahum was one that I didn't even know I was going to do that chapter, but God had me turn to it. And I said, why am I doing Nahum? Because he was connected to Nineveh. Nineveh is a city I've been telling you about. God was going to wipe out, destroy, and I believe it was with a storm. Here we go. It's timely. God always does things so timely. I said, God, my goodness, but. They changed, and they turned to God and repented for 40 days. And by the way, this thing's getting into a long time, too. We've had a long time to pray over this storm, people, a long time. And we're getting a little more time. So I beg everyone who's a prayer person, because I know I don't know all everybody that is. And by the way, I can't wait to get back to you all next week and love you and tell you, but I'm just shouting out the blessings tonight, and I'm going to say God is in charge. We're going to put God in charge, and because He's the one, and we're going to beg God. I'm going to ask God right now, God, put this where it's the safest to put it. Keep us safe here on this side for sure that belong to you. And we ask this in the name of the Lord, and thank you so much, Captain. God bless America, and He's going to take care of it. Thank you.
All right, it's Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We got to run. We're coming right on back. Your telephone numbers are welcome. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer. News. Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer. News. Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer. Insight.
Larry Elder.
Publication called BaltimoreFishbowl.com. Poll. To surprise of no one, Baltimoreans have a grim outlook about how the city is faring. 63% of respondents say the city is on the wrong track. When asked whether things are better or worse than they were 10 years ago, only 15% believe things are better.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
terrorism, racial jihad, nuclear instability. The United States faces these and many other global dangers every day. And while it may seem like these international threats are beyond our borders, we face greater risks against the Constitution and the rule of law right here at home. Radical socialism, illegal immigration, using race to divide, social infighting, these and other dangers plague the bedrock of our great nation as bad actors want nothing more than to destroy our way of life from the inside. We are facing a war for America's soul, and now is the time to continue the fight for America's ideals. Join me, Dennis Prager, for the War for America's Soul Tour.
The War for America's Soul Tour, Thursday, November 7th, at the Palladium in St. Pete. Now is the time to defend conservative ideals at the War for America's Soul Tour. VIP opportunities available. Get your tickets today at theanswersarasota.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Don't forget to tune in to 9:30 The Answer this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon.
Or Sunday at noon to 1 p.m. to hear more about prolonging the life of your central AC system.
The show On the Air with Rodney and Carl, presented by Custom Climate Concepts.
Home of the 5-star precision tune-up with duct sanitizing for just $49.95.
For all your home comfort needs, call the company that's a degree above the best. Dial 941-955-COOL. That's 941-955-2665.
See you Saturday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own Relief Factor, located in Seattle, Washington. And, of course, they listen to the program at night on our stations up there, the Megatalk stations, AM 920 and AM 1400. That's KITZ. And they can hear us up there in Bremerton. Go Navy. That's the Navy base up there, Seattle and Tacoma. Now, let me tell you about Relief Factor and what it's done for me. First of all, a lot of medications are out there. You can take Aleve, you can take Bufferin, you can take ibuprofen, you can take all that stuff. But somewhere along the line, you can only take so much of it because it's just not good for you. And I found out that when taking an excessive amount of Aleve can start internal bleeding, because it did with me. Now, with that being said, I was taking Mobic and Plexaril for the arthritis that I've got, and I was pretty much destined to the fact that I was going to have to take that the rest of my life because I was taking it for about 10 years. Now, about 3 years ago, I heard a commercial by my buddy Mike Gallagher for Relief Factor. And I said, well, okay, what the hell? Let's give it a shot. What have I got to lose but $19.95? So I did. I ordered it, $19.95 plus whatever the tax was. I think it cost me about $25 to $28 or something like that to get it delivered to me. Took about 5 days. I got it, and I never looked back. I started out taking it just the way it said to, three times a day, and then try to get you down to two times a day, which I did. And that's what I do now every day. It's cut my arthritis pain down to zero. Now, when I do something that aggravates my injuries, like standing on my feet for a long period of time or going up and down steps like I did last night a couple times, well, my ankle swells up. It starts to hurt. I take another
packet of the relief factor for the third time in the day, and guess what? It's gone. It's over with. Swelling goes down, pain goes away, and I'm just fine. So my point is, it works for me. And if it's worked for me, it just might work for you. And if it doesn't, you're only out $20. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order your 1995 3-week quick start pack and see what happens to you. I had several people walk up to me last night that had ordered it and said, guess what? It was working for them, and they were happy as a lark. They shook my hand and thanked me. One woman gave me a big hug because it brought tears to her face because she was in pain and couldn't stand it walking with a cane. Guess what? She's still walking with a cane, but she's not in pain anymore. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Now, I'm looking at Hurricane Dorian. I'm looking at the cone of uncertainty. I'm looking at it coming across, basically skipping around Bermuda, and coming straight at Florida. Now, this is going to be a Category 4 hurricane. There's a possibility it could be a really strong Category 4 hurricane, because it looks like it's going to slow down, and in the process, intensify. Now, the longer it stays over water and the slower it goes, the more rain gets into the system. And it has slowed down by 2 miles an hour below where it was earlier in the day, yesterday. Now, that being said, the hurricane-force winds extend outward 25 miles. That's 75 miles an hour or more. And tropical-force winds extend outward to 105 miles. That's 40 to 74 miles an hour. Now, the sustained winds right now, as of the 11 p.m. report last night, were 105 miles an hour with higher gusts. That is a Category 2 hurricane. But by today, perhaps as soon as this morning at 5 a.m. when the next advisory comes out, it could be a Category 3, which is what they call a major hurricane. Now, all that being said, people don't procrastinate anymore, especially in southern Florida, central Florida, along the eastern seaboard, the coast with the Atlantic Ocean. Don't procrastinate anymore. Yesterday, we had a run on water. A lot of stores are out of water, major grocery stores, Winn-Dixie. For one of them, I went in there. A friend of mine went in there last night, said they were out. Then went into a 7-Eleven. They've topped their tanks with gas there, and there was none in the store. Not a single bottle of water, gallons, nothing. It was gone in the 7-Eleven. Now, I'm sure they'll get more today because they get deliveries. But still, gasoline, Thomas the suicide jockey told me that his problem was just trying to get to the gas pumps to deliver the gas, because the stations were so busy yesterday. Well, if you think you were busy yesterday, and I was telling everybody to get a jump start on it and get out there yesterday, and thanks for listening, wait till you today, the people that didn't go yesterday, get out there and do the same thing on Friday. Wait till they get out there. Now, the other thing is the traffic is going to start being very heavy going north. Very heavy. Going up into Georgia or maybe the Panhandle or something like that to get away from what they believe is the storm coming in their direction. And that's normal. So just go with the flow. Be patient. Everything will be fine. And you get along just famously with the people around you. And will there be some road rage along the way? Maybe. Maybe. But for those of you coming to Florida, our truckers and I know we got a lot of power companies that are staged because they believe there's going to be some massive power failures, especially over in the East Coast area. Again, it depends on how far the storm comes into Florida as to what's going to happen, say, where I'm at. And there is a possibility it may not come over this far. US 27 looks like the dividing point right now in several of the models, although there's still a few that show it coming across Florida and going into the Gulf. So nobody knows just yet. Nobody knows just yet. So it's fair to assume that that the worst could happen. How's that? I have no other way to put it. But you have to prepare. You have to prepare. And remember, oh, and by the way, thanks, Karen. Karen says, thanks for the joke here. Karen says, so I've been reading posts from people with the best hurricane preparedness advice. My best advice is to eat all the ice cream in your freezer because there's just no saving ice cream with frozen water bottles when the power goes out. She says, I know from personal experience. Okay, thanks, Karen. I appreciate that. And then a guy came in there and said, let me know where you're having your hurricane party. I'll bring the ice cream along with me. Okay. So we got a sense of humor with some people here. And that's all good. That's all good. And hello to Tom in California. Tom is chiming in, wishing us well. Appreciate that, Tom. Hello to Peter. Hello to Sandy. Sandy up in New York City. My favorite New York City gal is up there listening tonight right now. And Catwoman and Road Dog have chimed in. They are, I believe, I don't know where they're at, but they're out on the highway somewhere. And Trucker Ed chimed in a little while ago. Showed me a picture of his truck at the dock delivering at one of the stores and said that they're working hard to keep the shelves full, which I'm sure they are, with the company he works for, Gordon Food Service. So there you go. And it's a team effort. It's a team effort. You want to make sure that you you check on your neighbors, especially the elderly. Make sure they're okay. See if there's anything they need, because maybe they haven't been able to get out and go to the store for whatever. But then again, the store will come to you. You tell them what you need to have, and they'll come to you. Publix right now here, the big chain in Florida, they actually have a delivery service that brings your groceries to you if that's what you want. So there you go. So things have changed. Kind of like the old days, back in the old cash, what we called it, cash and carry. You paid cash and they carried it to you out in the countryside. That happened a lot with the grocery stores in the small towns. They would actually deliver to your front door. Then we got away from that, and now it seems we're going back to it. Now, the bottom of the hour, we'll have our first military and veterans news report. And then coming up on the quarter hour, in about 15 minutes, we'll go and check the highways and byways again. And I will have a new statement from the Weather Service to read you. This is not a new advisory. It's a new statement with some different things that the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center are putting out there now with the storm getting closer to Florida. And this applies to anybody that's listening to us, even up the East Coast, if this storm does go that way. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with a lot more. It is a Friday, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerIsArizona.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerIsArizona.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerIsArizona.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerIsArizona.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerIsArizona.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerIsArizona.com. AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida's largest power company says it secured about 13,000 employees and additional personnel to work to restore power lines and equipment damaged by Hurricane Dorian after it hits the coast. Florida Power and Light also said that it is working with utilities nationwide to send additional crews and equipment ahead of the landfall expected Monday. Category 2 storm expected to strengthen over the weekend and hit the East Coast on Labor Day as a Category 4 storm. An Associated Press review of court papers, securities filings, and documents leaked from an exclusive Bermuda law firm show the Sackler family that owns Purdue Pharma has shielded its wealth in a web of companies and trusts, much of it overseas. The arrangement complicates efforts to determine how much money might be available to settle claims Purdue flooded America with prescription painkillers. This is SRN News.
Terrorism, radical jihad, nuclear instability. The United States faces these and many other global dangers nearly every day. And while it may seem like these international threats are beyond our borders, we face greater risks against the Constitution and the rule of law right here at home. Radical socialism, illegal immigration, racial divides, social infighting. These and other dangers plague the bedrock of our great nation as bad actors want nothing more than to destroy our way of life from the inside. We're facing a war for America's soul. And now is the time to continue the fight for conservative ideals and morals. Join me, Mike Gallagher, for an event to help give you an intelligent answer to attacks from the far left. It's the War for America's Soul Tour.
The War for America's Soul Tour, Thursday, November 7th at the Palladium in St. Pete. Now is the time to defend conservative ideals at the War for America's Soul Tour. VIP opportunities available. Get your tickets today at theanswersarasota.com.
Fred Misantone, owner of the Bullet Hole, on the basics of silencers.
We have Gemtech, Q, Sonitor Co., Dead Air. So we have quite a few in inventory, and we take all the pain out of doing it. We simplify it by using the kiosk. We do your fingerprints, take your picture, and you file as an individual. It's really become very simple, and the time is getting shorter on your wait. So, yeah, now's the time. If you want to do one, come in and do it.
Get your silencer at the Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Many Democrats are very unhappy with what happened. They were really looking forward to revive all of the lies that they have perpetrated with impunity. There's no guilt there.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, it is time for our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by our good friends, the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to naa.edu, naa.edu. And if you're spinning your wheels in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, and you're not making $50,000 a year, then listen to this right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, I know some of you are in a dead-end job. I know some of you are going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion. You're sitting there just biding your time until something better comes along. Well, here it is. I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, big time. So check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other in Clearwater, Florida. Now, Concord is right outside Boston. Clearwater is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited
earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll repeat that. You can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you'll start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. It's entirely possible you can make a six-figure salary if you wind up with a job with a military contractor or with a foreign country or with a foreign airline that would take you out of the country to go do your job and so on and so forth. Entirely possible. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call, take the tour at 800-659-2080. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. And by the way, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. And good luck. You know, three European nations are condemning North Korea's missile launches. These three U.S. allies are condemning the repeated provocative launches of ballistic missiles by North Korea, saying that they violate the U.N. Security Council resolutions banning any such activity. Three countries, of course, are England, France, and Germany, known as the EFG group. So there you go. Now, we'll see what happens, if anything. By the way, the U.S. Navy says it has 20 aircraft carriers. But to qualify that, the DOD says the total is 11 because it does not count the Navy's 9 amphibious assault ships as aircraft carriers, even though they have aircraft on them. Amazing, huh? Also, Iran's president backpedaled on possible talks with Donald Trump, saying the U.S. president must first lift the sanctions imposed on Tehran before Tehran will sit down and talk to the United States about anything. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Now, Russia and China right now are doing what they're doing. Russia and China are doing what they're doing. Talking together about Russian-made aircraft, the stealth fighter being sent and bought by Turkey, as well as the Su-35 aircraft being made to Turkey. Now, the Russian news agency cited a Russian official as saying on Wednesday of this week that Russia was engaged in a deal to sell the Su-57 stealth fighter jet and Su-35 fighter jet to Turkey. So we'll see how all that works out. And hard to release that information about the highest score on the PT test, the new PT test that the Army has. But the hand-release push-ups are the most difficult part of the new test. Core strength is key, and embrace the change because, like it or not, it's coming. And a soldier just scored a perfect score of 600 on the PT test. That has not been done in a while. So kudos to that soldier, whoever it is. By the way, we've sent some B-2 stealth bombers over to Europe. They've gone to the RAF Fairfield airfield in England. They'll be there for a while, part of the buildup in Europe because of the things going on with Russia off to the eastern part of Poland and Ukraine. And as U.S. troops prepare to leave Afghanistan, we're being told, the president says, by next year, the end of next year, he wants them down to 8,600. Does that mean that more aid will follow, either in the form of money, with the troops not being there, or private contractors will show up? Both are being bandied about. Both are being bandied about. Now, if the Taliban, which already controls roughly half of Afghanistan, tries to assert a harsh form of Islamic law across the country or continues its attacks, apparently some of the backers of the Afghani government will walk away. And they got to get their act together over there. They really do. By whatever means it takes to do it. By the way, the Taliban says that they are near an agreement on a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, but we aren't going anywhere anytime soon. By the end of next year, we'll still have some 8,600 troops in Afghanistan, which is going to be required because of the fact that the Afghanis still, for some reason, can't stand up and defend themselves. Still. Now, the Defense Department is about to debut a new program to secure military technology and safeguard developing weapons against malign actors such as China as the Intellectual Property Protection Team, known for by the Pentagon, is about ready to go into action. And the Pentagon is also in early talks with Australia's government about a deal that would lead to that nation processing a significant portion of rare earth minerals required by the U.S. Department of Defense. Don't know what the minerals are, but, of course, Australia's got a lot of stuff there. In addition, we heard yesterday Defense Secretary Mark Esper had approved 20 more miles of barriers along the southern border, not the wall per se, but barriers in areas where the creek is shallow enough, the Rio Grande, to literally walk across, and we're talking about Texas for that one. And we'll see how that all works out, too. And finally, Defense Secretary Mark Esper confirmed his department-wide review won't be limited to finding savings from fourth estate agencies, but will potentially involve cutting legacy programs that are diverting money away from next-generation projects needed to combat China and Russia, a la computers, a la intellectual IT warfare. So the times, they are a-changing. The times, they are a-changing, as you well know, by the addition of facilities and men and material in the Pacific, removing some people from Europe and other places around the world and putting them where the hot spots are. Now, coming up, our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, I'm going to take another look at what's going on here. Again, for all you truckers that are coming south down here tonight into Florida to make a delivery, we got this little thing called Dorian coming our way. Now, you're safe through about Saturday night into Sunday morning, but after that, all bets are off. So get in, make your delivery, and take off back north. That's all I can tell you. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
terrorism, racial jihad, nuclear instability. The United States faces these and many other global dangers every day. And while it may seem like these international threats are beyond our borders, we face greater risks against the Constitution and the rule of law right here at home. Radical socialism, illegal immigration, using race to divide, social infighting, these and other dangers plague the bedrock of our great nation as bad actors want nothing more than to destroy our way of life from the inside. We are facing a war for America's soul, and now is the time to continue the fight for America's ideals. Join me, Dennis Prager, for the War for America's Soul Tour.
The War for America's Soul Tour, Thursday, November 7th at the Palladium in St. Pete. Now is the time to defend conservative ideals at the War for America's Soul Tour. VIP opportunities available. Get your tickets today at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. Larry or Lawrence O'Donnell, one of the socialists, because he is, he called himself one of the socialists on MSNBC, he's got a show there, completely made up a story and said that Russian moguls that were close to Vladimir Putin co-signed on loans that Donald Trump took out prior to the election. Wow. Gee, you reported on that? You have proof? You seen the documents? No. That's okay. We don't need to see that. I don't know. Maybe they thought that the Trump administration, the White House, wasn't paying attention, but they threatened to sue. And Lawrence O'Donnell and MSNBC had to retract it. Kind of. Said, well, we don't have the information, but someone told us. Really? Someone told you, huh? Again, this is so-called journalism today. Yeah, these people are poison. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
Sarasota Watch Company has moved just a half mile south of Trader Joe's. Sell or upgrade your unwanted timepiece or fine jewelry for top dollar at Sarasota Watch Company. Rolex, Patek Philippe, IWC, Breitling, Cartier, Roberto Coin, Bulgari, and other luxury brands and estate jewelry welcome. Sell or trade what you have for something you love. Sarasota Watch Company, 4402 South Tamiami Trail, Sarasota. Call 953-1315.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
There has become this narrative that in the state of Minnesota, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is going to challenge Ilhan Omar for the congressional race when she is up for re-election. Holy cow. I may have to move to Minnesota just to become a resident so I can vote for him.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Proving our style, we could tell by the smell we was heading for hell, and the devil was dirty.
Saturday Live.
C.W. McCall, Convoy, probably the most popular all-time trucking song ever. And I just kind of figured I'd play that because if you're on I-75 northbound, I just found out from somebody, the traffic going north of Tampa and coming north out of Naples is starting to build up. And that's because the people are starting to leave Florida. And over on 995, it's been that way all night long, according to a couple of the tanker yankers that are over there. And on 995 going northbound, so the parade is starting to leave, and I'm assuming that later today and probably tomorrow they'll make the Florida Turnpike one way out of South Florida because of that storm that right now we're going to tell you about. Now, this is Hurricane Dorian, and I got to tell everybody that's in the southeastern part of the United States, it isn't just about Florida anymore. It's also about southeast Georgia because you're in this window of uncertainty. Now, the risk of life-threatening storm surge and hurricane-force winds this weekend continues to increase in the northwestern Bahamas, and hurricane watches will be issued today for residents not only there, but also on the east coast of the United States and southern and central Florida along the ocean side. Now, residents should have their hurricane plan in place and listen to advice given by their local emergency officials. There is also an increasing likelihood of life-threatening storm surge along portions of the Florida East Coast late this weekend and into early next week. Now, it's still too soon to determine where the highest storm surge will occur, but residents should have their hurricane plan in place, know if they are in a hurricane evacuation zone, and listen to advice given by a local emergency official. Now, the risk of devastating hurricane-force winds along the Florida East Coast and Peninsula this weekend and early next week continues to increase. Currently, sustained winds 105 miles an hour, Category 2. It definitely will be a Category 3 sometime today, perhaps as soon as the 5 o'clock report when it comes out. But this is going to go to a Category 4 status fairly quickly as the storm has slowed down a little bit and is intensifying a lot more. Now, regardless of the exact track of Dorian, heavy rains are expected to occur over portions of the Bahamas, Florida, and elsewhere in the southeastern United States this weekend and into the middle of next week. This storm right now is gotten bigger, it's gotten more powerful, it's definitely headed towards Florida in one fashion or another. As I said earlier, the millibars have dropped all the way down from 1,009 2 days ago to 977 and still dropping. Still dropping. So, 25 miles out, the hurricane force winds, tropical storm winds out 105 miles. And let me check this. I got messages coming in from some drivers. Okay, hello from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Prayers to all of those in the path of Dorian, particularly our first responders. Have a great night. Stay safe, Catwoman and Road Dog. You betcha. And we have the ability to be able to communicate right here from my studio with my radio that I have. I'm involved with the EOC, and I can actually directly talk to them on my radio, so I will know what's going on. And by the way, it's a statewide radio, so I can tell what's going on over in the East Coast, the West Coast, the Panhandle, whatever, wherever it's at. And we will have those capabilities here on the radio station, especially our local affiliates here, Salem Media Group. So if you want to know, we will have it right here. And Sunday night, when it looks like all hell is going to break loose, I'll be sitting right here behind this microphone telling you what's going on. So we will keep you informed. That's my job. That's what I'll do. And we proved the last time around that we had Hurricane Irma that we could walk with the big boys. How's that? We could walk with the big boys. All righty. Well, joining me right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
I'm saying that because we may not see sunshine for a while after Saturday.
Well, that's
precisely right. This thing looks like it's going to stall out.
Well,
right over on top of us.
We're going to have 12 hours, it looks like, of the storm in Florida. That's what it looks like right now, with the thing churning and burning, so to speak. But let's talk about what you just sent me. We now, and by the way, third world country diseases showing up in the United States, right?
That's right.
And we've got a mumps outbreak. Where's this at, California?
Well, I happened to see this yesterday in the middle of doing all my own hurricane prep.
Yep.
Yeah, 57 immigration centers in 19 states, 900 adults, and some of them have been bad enough that they have had to go to the hospital. There's not really any kind of reporting on kids. But, of course, this is coming from the Center for Disease Control.
Wow.
So if you... Well, right, and that's important because, you know, the Democrats would say that the Customs and Border Patrol doesn't have any kind of control. They're not, you know, they're not handling this. It's a highly contagious disease. You know, we can't keep people at the border, so we have to move them to other centers.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have limited resources because of what? Money.
Right.
Anyway, the largest portion of the cases actually had been in Texas, but we've got them in 19 states. So the ICE has given out 25,000 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines in the affected facilities. 25,000.
Diphtheria is involved in this too, isn't it? Isn't that all the same vaccine?
I have no.
No.
Measles, mumps, and rubella.
Okay. All right.
You know, Nashville has got some issues. I mean, look, all newborn babies, at least going back 30 years, because both of my kids had them. I've gotten more MMR vaccines.
Yep.
And we've eradicated it until we now have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a single dose virus vaccine. There you go, 19 states. Now, at some point, we have to let these people go.
Yeah.
And then they go out into society, right?
Good
they
luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk more about this. By the way, I want to talk about the bubonic plague, which, by the way, California is now very, very, very afraid of, has emerged on the streets in Los Angeles and San Francisco because of some cases that have come down there. My God, when are we going to wake up and tell these people we don't want them? Period. We don't want them. All right, I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming back after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Fred Misentone, owner of The Bullet Hole, on the basics of silencers.
We have Gemtech, Q, Sonitor Co., Dead Air. So we have quite a few in inventory, and we take all the pain out of doing it. We simplify it by using the kiosk. We do your fingerprints, take your picture, and you file as an individual. It's really become very simple, and the time is getting shorter on your wait. So, yeah, now's the time. If you want to do one, come in and do it.
Get your silencer at the Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is...